Good afternoon. High noon. Actually, it's more than that. It's 12:23 p.m. Well,
that's all right. It's, you know, the beauty of us not being live in the air anymore, Jack, is that whenever somebody's listening to this, they're listening to it at their time. So it could be morning, afternoon, evening, middle of the night. We're good 24/7, Jack, aren't we? We're there. We're there when you need us. When even there when you don't need us, we're always
that's
there.
That's true. That's right, Adam. It can't get any better than that.
That's it.
Those 3 a.m. phone calls. So I'm glad to see those gone. Oh wait, we didn't have too many of those.
That's right. We sent them. Those get redirected directly to the podcast, Jack. Here we go. We got all the answers, all the questions you have in the middle of the night. Here you go. It's wonderful.
That's right.
That kind of have that comforting feeling. Stuff it away in your stocking this holiday season, Jack. It's ready to go for you.
Any subject you have, you can find it in the 240 podcasts we have. Just name it, scan it, and there it is, your answer.
That's it.
So where are you going for your Christmas party this year? You got a couple of them lined up?
Yeah, we got
it. I'm talking the office Christmas party right now, you know, small business.
We got them all lined up, Jack. They're all full of Zoom parties. We can't wait to host our Zoom parties, Jack. What do you think? Is that what's going on?
Oh man, as we talk about the pandemic and what it's doing to our culture and the changes, as we won't be able to see, you can almost start to predict some of these events that we go to blindly every year, like the office Christmas party. It's an attempt to stimulate the employees, a little bit of give back. They can be fun sometimes. Usually fun has a couple of definitions to it. When the boss trips down the stairs or somebody gets a little too much to drink. And it can be, you know, they can also be good too. Usually stand up, light hors d'oeuvres, a lot of mingling. You know, those are the better kind, at least in my opinion.
Right.
But try to do too much for the employees, put them in an unnatural state at a sit-down dinner where they have to be a little more formal, aware of people around them. You know, they don't want to make mistakes. They want to put best foot forward. So they're thinking not really of the event and having a good, relaxed time. They're stressing themselves out a little bit. How should I act? Geez, you know, am I okay? Is my wife okay? It can put a damper on it all.
Sure.
I personally think I've seen in my business career Christmas parties that have been pretty raucous and extravagant go down. Actually, cancellations of them. Somebody gets a nice gift or a gift card or a cash bonus of sorts. Not the regular bonus, a little card or something. Those seem to be a little more popular than getting all gussied up for the big event tonight. Meet the boss and my employee names I've been talking about all year. It's changing, like many things are changing. And, geez, you were just telling me about Christmas not being the same kind of Christmas that you remember.
Sure.
It's not filling you up with I don't know, a good feeling, different feelings that come around once a year.
That's true, Jack. But before I get into that, just, you know, your microphone keeps scratching against your stubble there, just so you know. See, Jack goes without shaving sometimes. He wants to get his Christmas beard on, which is good, right? And call him like Santa Claus. But yeah, I was saying it's not feeling like Christmas. As we've talked about before here, Jack, one of the blessings we've had of this pandemic early on, especially, was all of our calendars got wiped out. All right. All of our busyness that we all have, you know, if you go back to mid-March and think about all things you had planned, from whether it be going to opening day for baseball or your spring trip for, you know, for spring break or for Easter, or if you're planning something maybe even for like the summertime, where it might be, you know, or hey, you had sports events kind of gone, your kids are in sports or plays or activities. All of a sudden, that stuff all got just wiped off the calendar, right? And so here, all of our, you know, the complaints you hear so many times, where people say, oh, I don't have time, Jack. I'm so busy doing all this stuff and complaining about having to go from here to there. And at no point during the year does that become more apparent, Jack, than usually during the holiday season. All right, as we get into November, especially into December, you know, I swear, Jack, once the calendar hits November 1st, the year just disappears like that, because it seems like every day, every night, every evening, every weekend, there's something going on. Whether it be in a business related, you know, capacity. Hey, we're having that once a year holiday party for the company, or we're having to go to all the holiday parties of our customers and our vendors, or we're going to the one for our chamber of commerce, or we're going to the one for our Rotary Club. We're going one for here, or going for one for our spouse. Next thing you know, you can't wait for Christmas Day to be done and get the New Year's just collapse and say, hey, let's get to the new year and just, you know, so I can start over and have kind of a fresh start. Right.
So you're missing that.
Well, I say, so, you know, I'm missing it. Is that the right word? If I'm missing it, I'm noticing it. And I'm noticing that feeling's not there.
The feeling of annoyance or feeling of
holiday cheer. The holiday cheer, over. Jack, is what I'm missing. Because I'm not missing the having the calendar booked every night with something kind of going on, but I am missing that connectivity. You know, I'm missing. You know, there are certain people that you maybe see once a year, right, or a couple times a year, and all of a sudden those people are people that I'm not seeing now, right? You know, we normally for Rotary we have our bus trip that we go to a casino up in Michigan for the weekend. That usually happens in, you know, right before Thanksgiving. That usually for us kind of gets things kind of kicked off, right? And there's people on that bus that we see once a year, Jack, but we have a great time for the weekend and it's great to kind of see them. So, okay, we didn't get to see those folks this year. And so you have those things where also you start to kind of miss certain things, or, you know, maybe miss is the right word, but certainly noticing it. But when it comes back to the feeling, like I'm used to feeling a certain way this time of year, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling that, right? And so if I combine that with, you know, everything else that's kind of happened this year, just it's another thing, you know, like we said, that, well, you know, things have gone on, right? Business has gone on. You know, the people's favorite sports teams have gone on. You know, things, you know, they're different, though. So the question becomes, you know, where we sort of ask this year is a lot of questions we ask now are a lot of these why questions. Why are we doing all this stuff, right? So again, we've had the blessing of having things knocked off the calendar. So we now have the control, Jack, to say, well, do I want to put it back on the calendar or not?
Or right.
I start asking, well, yeah. Why was I doing that thing in the first place, Jack? You know, I think many people were asking, why do I put together plans for the business and then I come in and have a global pandemic that I couldn't plan for, Jack? So why should I do all these things, right? So why do we have holiday parties, Jack? You know, whose idea was to have a company holiday party? What was it?
When did it start? Yeah. Who was the first one did that?
It wasn't Scrooge. We know that. And so it happened post Scrooge or in spite of Scrooge?
Post Scrooge.
So why do you think that happened, Jack?
I think the owners of businesses have these Christmas parties. Well, out of habit, that's one reason. The other one is it's well-intentioned give back to the employees to recognize their employment contribution. You know, I'm going to do something good, do something different for them. So where do I look? Going way back to Scrooge, where do I look that, well, my neighbor gave this to his employees. I'm going to start to do it. All of a sudden it becomes the norm. That's how you do it. And they they escalate into the year 2020, still doing it in many cases. But Christmas parties have lots of different themes and lots of different experiences. To me, my corporate days with big Christmas parties where there were sit-down dinners, they were awkward. People just, you know, aren't used to that environment, and there's all kinds of stressors involved. Getting dressed up and having your wife, you know, there and not knowing anybody. And, you know everybody because it's your company. Those kind of things have been moved aside. Although you you would go to restaurants, not this year, but you go to restaurants and you see people forming their long tables with, you know, employees coming out for lunch and Christmas lunch. And they got together again for well-intentioned, let's do something different, let's do something for our employees, where that's moved, I think, into a nice gift card or an extra cash bonus. That's what so many people would prefer rather than the Christmas party. And it's too bad. I don't know if it's too bad.
Well, I'll say, so you're taking the position that you're feeling very good about this stuff, Jack, in terms of not having these parties anymore because it's going to force some changes that you've been pushing for a while, which is saying, hey, quit wasting all this time and money on on these fancy parties and getting people all liquored up and, you know, feeding them a meal. Instead, just, you know, give them the money. You know, at the end of the day, people probably would just like to have that money anyway. And they probably appreciate that, or having some, you know, gift card versus having the story about you know, Joe over there made a total fool of himself. And, you know, what's he going to do this time? Is, you know, are he and Sally going to hook up again this, you know, this year? Are we going to get photos of that stuff? You know, what's the scuttlebutt going to be, right? So, you know, going in, is that people, you know, do people like that? Well, they might, because it gives them some fodder to.
Some do. Some definitely do. If they have good friends, they have good friends they've been working with. It's nice to step out of the office and have drinks and a little bit of, you know, camaraderie. But you got 20 people, 40 people you're working with. There's not going to be 40 people who you really want to hang with, you know, maybe a couple of them. And it's, again, well-intentioned. That's how I look at it. But you could probably do better in today's world. And those who want to socialize like that, they set their own deal up. You know, four of yous go out, six of yous go out just to have a drink. Tough year. It should be a lot of that. They can't go to bars. Right. So where are they going to go?
Right. Who's going to host it? Who's going to have the outside fire pit going so you can sit outside when it's snowing out and, you know, can maintain your distance and be, you know, all the good stuff you're supposed to be doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and encourage those kind of things and just kind of talk about it. You know, it's one of the things that we've often talked to people about, where we ask them the why question, and it's usually more of an annoyance, because like, well, that's what we do, right? But so I think this year, well, we can't just do what we've always done. And so you start to ask the questions about why you're doing what you're doing. And so, you know, one of the things that we've done for years is we give out, you know, holiday cards to some of our key staff helps to take care of us throughout the year, and we get a chance to write some personal notes in those. And that's, to me, that's, you know, that's part of the Christmas spirit. And that's, you know, that was part of the, you know, probably the only thing so far this year, Jack, that's kind of felt normal to me.
It sparked you.
Yeah, where I'm like, okay, this is kind of how, and, you know, even, you know, we usually set the Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving. We set it up early this year because we weren't hosting everybody for Thanksgiving. So that's been up for, you know, for an extra week. My wife is listening to the Christmas music nonstop. And I figured that might help me get in the mood. And, you know, I'm like, it's not doing it. And I started to think, okay, well, why? And I think for me, it's, you know, again, it's that personal connection, Jack. And so, you know, being able to write, you know, a little handwritten note and a card to somebody, it gives that personal connection. You know, having those, you know, those, as much as I may have complained about having to go to this event or that event, it was a chance to see some people that I hadn't seen for a while. So it wasn't like I was going and seeing 100 people, but maybe there is five people there, that, you know, who I wanted to see, who I don't necessarily see all that often, right? So what's happened has become more of a effort on my behalf to say, well, who do I really want to see? Or who do I really want to talk to? Who do I really want to connect with? And so instead of it just kind of happening, oh, hey, Jack, great to see you. You know, glad you're here this year. I was hoping you'd be here, right? Versus, hey, why don't I just reach out and call you and say, hey, how you doing, Jack, right? And so I started doing more of that this year in terms of just kind of reach out to touch people that way, in terms of just kind of, you know, making a phone call to somebody. And I'm really finding that I'm enjoying that, because I'm getting the chance to have that one-to-one discussion that maybe we would have some version of that when we are out seeing each other. But now we have a chance to have it on, you know, we're doing it digitally. It's going to be on the phone, or it'll be on a Zoom platform or something like that. But at least we're getting a chance to kind of connect like that. And so it's starting to get me a chance to say, okay, well, who do I really miss seeing or hanging out with or talking to about stuff, right? So to your point, if all of a sudden, instead of having that big Christmas party or holiday party for your company, if all of a sudden you're giving people gift cards or money and say, look, hey, this is for you to do what you want with, but if you want to get together with people and go out and have a good evening with some of the people here, you know, knock yourself out. You know, go ahead and knock yourself out and do that. That's great. If you don't want to do that, that's okay too, right? But it's let them make those decisions for themselves to kind of celebrate how they want to celebrate, or, you know, do those kind of things. Just, you know, because that's what they want to do, not because the boss is making me do it, right? You know, I have to show up, because if I don't show up, the boss is going to notice, right? Because the boss usually does notice.
That's right. Yeah, Adam. Hey, Adam wasn't at the party. I missed him. A subtle little question like that, you know.
Right. Well, I thought it was optional, Jack. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, one of those. It's optional, right? Quiet, softly. Yeah, right. That's right.
That's right. So, yeah, you kind of missed some of those awkward moments, Jack, right? So we're not going to have those awkward moments this year. We have some other awkward moments.
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's time for some kind of change. You'll get together with who you want to get together versus a forced meeting of sorts where you're with people who you really don't care to be with people. That's more, I think, what Christmas does. It brings people together, a little appreciation, even if it's subtle. And, you know, it's festive in terms of the tree and the decorations and cold weather up here and people, you know, just smiling and happy to be alive for the most part. You know, that's really where the heart of it is. Not so much the gifts and the drinks, and that just, you know, kind of enhances it. But to have it in the office, to have an office party, I think you're going to see those less and less going forward.
Well, just like people traveling to see family this time of year too, Jack, it spills over into that where, you know, you're running from one place to another. And I was seeing an article where people are feeling good about not having to travel this holiday. Hey, we can just kind of, you know, sit and, as well as say to people, hey, that's great. I don't have to see so-and-so, you know, aunt so-and-so or uncle so-and-so or my cousin who I don't get along with. I don't have to see that person this year. That's great, you know, or I don't have to, you know, travel through all the, you know, some crazy weather or get stuck in the airport. So, you know, some people are, I think, are looking forward to some of these things from that standpoint, or hey, it's a relief. And again, it comes back to, again, there, you know, we've all, I think, lost sight of the kind of why here in terms of why we're doing some of these things. That's, again, that's been across the board this year. But when we're talking about just the holidays in general, so what kind of stuff, you know, do you want to try to do? I think, you know, it's a chance this year to try something new for the first time. You know, I've seen things where I got an email here in the last week or so from a company that, what they did, Jack, is they did a virtual holiday card. You know, it was like, you know, I think they used Teams to do it, you know, instead of Zoom, but they were starting with the family that was in the business, like the actual family. And then they pop up on the screen. You got, you know, they got the four or five boxes on the screen, you know, like we're all used to seeing these days. Right. And so, okay, now let's bring the rest of the company family in, which is the rest of the employees. Right. So all the employees come on board and they're all dressed in holiday, like, what do you call it? Like, sleepwear their pajamas on. Yeah, they have their hats on. Just different, you know, festive celebrations, right? And so here, and then they're there with their kids, their dogs, everything. So here and now, you go from having those four or five, you know, screens that are shared. All of a sudden, you got 30 screens that are shared, and then multiple people who are there, kind of, and they're, you know, telling a story. Just, but they're trying something different, right? And for them, I think that's part of what they're trying to do. Is trying to say, here we are missing us being together in the office like we're normally used to kind of being together. So we're, you know, now our new way of being together is on Zoom like this. And so we're kind of sharing that. So, you know, I think part of what happens is I think we have to just start from scratch. All right. And that is so hard. It's so hard. You know, I'm having a lot of trouble with it personally. I don't know if it's just me. I think a lot of us do in terms of we kind of pine for, hey, I'm used to doing this time of year. I'm used to going here. I'm used to, well, what I'm used to, I can't do it anymore. Okay, well, so what can I do? And so, you know, part of it is you feel like you're stuck at times. So you have to try something different. So what things are you doing to celebrate, you know, this year? You know, are people decorating? Your point, like my parents are complaining, hey, you know, we decorated the house and nobody's seen it except us because nobody's coming in, right? So do you decorate the office? You know, to have some festivities. Well, hey, well, guess what?
Nobody's in the office,
right? If people aren't working, right? So what do we do? So are they gonna decorate their Zoom zone in terms of if people can see that in terms of what's kind of going on? So they have that. But you know, what do you do? And, you know, so what are you doing to try to get that holiday feeling, that spirit down? What are you doing to kind of, you know, say thank you to people? To me, I think a big part of those holiday parties, Jack, were a way of saying thank you to everybody. You know, hey, everybody come out over. You know, I want to give you, you know, good meals, some, you know, some good food, some good drinks, some good cheer, and just, you know, just say thank you. So we can't get together and say thank you.
That's right. We can't do that. Not really in person. So that's going to be a fundamental change. I think that'll become the norm rather than be ignited, and next year there'll be bigger celebrations.
Don't be pent up demand. They'll explode next year. Hey, we can finally get together, and yeah, that's it. All right? No, it's going to be, oh, I kind of like not having to go to this stuff last year, so let's not do this again this year. Okay.
I think so. I think that's how it'll come out. You know, people aren't really pumped up in a spirited, let's have fun way all the time. It takes a little effort to get that way. It's not that natural. Should be, but it isn't. So they'll opt for the conservative little folded $100 bill in an envelope and be happy. That's my guess. So where are we going to have our Christmas party this year, Adam?
We doing it on Zoom. We don't usually have a Christmas party, Jack.
I know. We usually have a drink somewhere, at least one drink somewhere. Can you do that today? I haven't been in a bar. I don't know.
As long as you're out, well, now being here in Ohio, as long as you're out of the bar by 10 o'clock, you're okay. Yeah, but they haven't closed them back down yet. But if you, as long as you're out by curfew.
Boy, who would have thought?
Well, again, as we were talking a little bit before, too, this is, you know, we're all of a sudden getting all of our, or a lot of our decisions or our choices are being restricted. So we've talked about a lot over the years. This is kind of a sneak peek at what things could be like. It's a different life than we're used to, especially as Americans. I know you've mentioned Europe over the years and being, you know, not to say bad, but just different than America. Smaller, simpler, little bit of socialism kind of, you know, spruced in there. And it's, you know, that's what we're kind of feeling right now. We're again, you know, it's not been a bad life this year. You know, we have technology. It's helped a lot. You know, help, you know, comfort folks or to kind of help them connect or, you know, or stay at least plugged in to a certain extent, but it's different, and different isn't always bad.
Right.
Different isn't always bad. So if we're going to do things different this year, what kind of things do we want to do differently? And do we want to just skip the whole holiday celebration? I don't know if people want to do that, but I guess the question is, who do you want to reach out and touch base with? What are you going to do different? We're going to start a new tradition this year. What's your new tradition going to be this year? The chance to kind of refresh some of these things. So maybe take a positive look at some of these things, Jack. What things can we do differently this year that we haven't done in the past because we've been planning for this party or been doing this or been doing that? Well, we have time now. We all have some time that we didn't have. And
nobody's used to that. Nobody's used to that time. I mean, there's time available in abundance, you know, and it's not being filled. It's not being filled with I don't know, not productive, that's too businesslike, but it's got capacity, availability, let's put it that way, to do things differently.
Right.
And that then forces change, and change is hard to do for a lot of people. I'm trying to get my IT house in order. God, that's tough. It really is tough. I got time to do it, but the time doesn't seem to be working in my behalf in that sense. It sounds kind of weird, but, you know, I'm not grasping it the way I'd like to.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're making the progress that you would be hoping to make. Obviously, spinning your wheels a little bit, but yeah, it's just like it's not moving along as fast as you would like, perhaps.
Right. So what do you do with this time? You know, you have it. Everyone has it. Most people have, an abundance of it. They don't know how to think about other things that are, you know, life-changing in many cases. Those are big decisions. Those don't come easy.
Well, part of it is not everything's being torn away, Jack. I mean, I think there are certain things we can do. Like we're talking about the holiday party is one thing that you can't do, right? So the chances are there's some things that you're doing that you've done in the past. So a lot of folks, you know, are very fond of sending out, it could be cards or different gifts out, you know, during this time of year. So I'm guessing a lot of folks are still doing those kind of things as ways to kind of reach out. And one of the things I've been trying to do, you know, we usually have a series of different holiday movies that we watch this time of year, Jack, you know, and we started watching It's a Wonderful Life. And what's interesting about that is, as I was telling you earlier, I think I've watched the movie 50 times already, Jack. You know, I've been watching it since I was in high school. And I'm watching it last night, and I'm seeing it with a whole different light. You know, a couple of things. Just it's based on what's happened this year. You know, the first thing being, you know, one of the opening scenes is it's set in 1919. All right, 1919, 100 years ago, a little more 100 years ago. And that was the last
It's amazing.
The last great flu pandemic, right? That we all know about this year. I mean, I think some people probably knew about that before this year, but the rest of us all know about it this year because it's been talked about ad nauseum. But you look back at that time and here are a bunch of young boys sitting on coal shovels going down the hill, sledding in this, you know, in the wintertime, you know, very simply outside playing and doing things. You know, this is just 100 years ago. And you take a look at what was going on, you know, what was going on back then and just how things were. And I take a look at Mr. Gower, who was the druggist and George Bailey working for him, what was going on there and his son dying from influenza. Right. And again, how strange that sounded, you know, and until this year, the idea of somebody dying from influenza, right. Just, you know, to me, it was like, yeah, that happened back then, Jack. Right. That was something that happened back in the black and white era of films. It doesn't happen today. And I'm like, wait a minute. that's happening, you know, that's happening now, or just the fact that he's getting a, you know, getting a telegram from overseas that his son died, and just how, and how lonely that must have felt versus today. You know, just picture, you know, picture that world, and you know, it's just a very different world. So all of a sudden I'm watching a film I've seen, like I said, numerous times, Jack, and all of a sudden I'm
seeing it different.
Yeah, yeah. A whole different light. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, again, coming back to, you know, trying to do a lot of things that we've done before, right? So that's a personal example. I was given the business example about writing cards, right? In terms of that's something that we've done in the past. That to me has felt, you know, kind of a good connection to it. To be able to, you know, to not have to go to some client or vendor events, that's probably okay. Again, because, you know, usually we're going to see that vendor or that customer we know pretty well, that we see and we know real well, right? And, you know, I don't really know anybody else there. And you know, given my natural styles, you know, Jack, I'm usually more introverted as it is. And so I'm not looking for extra reasons to get out and meet new people, right? You know, naturally, like that, it's work for me. But for those folks who it's fun. And so, you know, but I'll get into those things and do them. So, but, you know, so again, so looking through at stuff that you've done in the past, some of those things might work well going forward. And in fact, they might take on more weight going forward, right? Maybe if you have been sending out gifts in the past, maybe you sort of send out more gifts, right? Or you do things a different way, or maybe you're finding a virtual way to kind of do some things, right? But to try to embrace it, and I guess, you know, to not pine for the old days. I guess that's maybe, I think a lot of us are still holding on to that, Jack. We're still, well, you know, the vaccines are coming, Jack, and you know, things are going to get back to where the way they were, right? Right?
I don't think most people have the capacity to think creatively like that. To create or to think about change and how it's going to affect you. So you always look backwards, unfortunately. And then the world opens up again, and my God, it's different. You're in a different place. That's kind of what's going to happen in a lot of ways. Never stops. It always churns.
You can't have a Christmas party with Jack if all of a sudden the folks never met each other before, right? So they've never met because they've been virtual for a year or two, and all of a sudden, hey, we're getting together. Oh, you're a lot shorter than I thought you were, Jack. You looked a lot taller on Zoom, right? Or, hey, you look really good. You know, when you're all dressed up, and not in your pajamas, and your hair is all, you know, all of a sudden, right?
Right.
So also, you got to see people in a little different ways. And I think to me, you know, one of the great things about, you know, stuff like Zoom and folks kind of being away from the office is it's helped to humanize people a little more, I think. It gets a little more comfortable in our own skin and not, you know, not worrying about things like, hey, you know, the doorbell rings, you know, I'm at home and something's getting delivered, or the dogs are barking, or hey, the kids are here. People just understand that's just kind of part of life, right? I mean,
that's the way it is. That's right. Yeah.
You know, instead of worrying about it, you know, I was looking at a photo, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal in the last week or so. They were showing a photo over in Italy. I don't remember where it was. It may have been Naples, but they were showing like these streets, right? And these streets are basically little shops, right? They're during the day, these are little shops. They said then at night, the shops close up and it's people's homes inside there, right? And they just kind of put the shop, you know, here it is. It's been that way for years. I mean, they say going back for centuries, right? Hundreds or thousands of years, that's how they operate. So it's to say, here I am working and working at home, the separation of that, Jack, that's relatively new, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, so the idea of going and driving to work or commuting to work, right? I mean, that wasn't the case when I had that, you know, that little retail shop, or I had the farm that I was working on. It's maybe a newer thing. It's always been there in my lifetime, but it doesn't mean that it was always there, right? So starting to look at those things differently now.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of discovery, no question, about things that we've been walking over for years, and that's good. They'll find their way into the mainstream sooner or later.
So maybe watching some of those old movies like that start to help, Jack, because I had another idea, too. I was watching them as they got together for the high school graduation thing, and they were doing a big Charleston dance. So I'm guessing
the pool cover opened up, yeah.
You may even know how to do the Charleston. I have no idea how to do it. But, you know, a picture of rediscovering something like that, though, Jack. I was talking to my wife about that last night. I said, hey, you could do something like that. Have a competition where, hey, we could, you know, some different groups we're in, that we can have some lessons. We have some little dance competitions. That's kind of, we can learn some new dances, because that was kind of a neat way to kind of connect and something to kind of do different, get us active and doing something different, right? But again, there's different things that might, like,
more simple pleasure.
Circle back
the
around.
The big quest for bigger houses, bigger cars, bigger, that had to hit a stopping point sometime. And now's the time. So we've talked about this a number of times, you know, these small little bungalows of three bedrooms and you know, 2,000 square feet, maybe 1,800 square feet, a kitchen, a living room, and a dining room, and all small rooms that made it very affordable and comfortable. You know, we've gotten a little out of control, so an adjustment's necessary in that sense, culturally. But 40s, 50s time period was beautiful, you know, right after the war, and everyone happy to be alive, and everyone kind of focused on the same, let's build the country up and be good to each other.
Right.
Somewhere we went astray around the 60s, I think. So
Okay, so maybe that's a good suggestion for folks. Maybe go back and start looking at some of those movies from the 1950s and before to kind of get a sense of kind of how life was back then. You know, again, you know, simpler in many ways, but also more difficult in many ways. And certainly better in certain ways.
Sure.
You know, and okay, so, you know, are there things that we can rediscover that way? Because again, it's coming back to, you know, we've been given an opportunity here, you know, to make some changes. And it's not something that's often given to us. Again, usually it's, that's the thing that's looked down upon. You know, people are like, what are you changing that for? It's working okay, right? I mean, so, you know, it's often harder to change normally. So we're all here in a place where we can make some changes now. And so this is a great time of the year to do it. So what kind of stuff do you want to change with your holiday celebrations in terms of what are you doing from the business standpoint? And understanding why and why you're doing it. You know, what are you trying to accomplish with that? And so if you're trying to say thank you to people, there's lots of ways to say thank you. So yeah, that big holiday party, Jack, was one way to do it. Okay, but there's lots of other ways to be able to say thank you to people. You know, maybe if you're more like me, maybe writing a personal note is something that's a big deal for you, because people really appreciate getting those personal notes. You know, maybe you send them a handwritten note and it gets mailed to them. How many handwritten notes do you get in the mail these days?
Yeah, non-existent. Go backwards a little bit to come forward. No, I agree. So, a lot of good things.
So my wife even ordered Christmas cards this year. We haven't written Christmas cards out and sent them out physically in years, Jack. Because she actually ordered some cards to send out. So I think she's even looking for. And we're talking about the business standpoint here today, Jack. But I think across the board, people are kind of feeling like they're just feeling out of sorts still. Like, hey, this is kind of, but that's okay. Use it as a chance to kind of reset a little bit, and understand the why in terms of what we're doing, then you can introduce some new things that accomplish those goals for you. To be able to say thank you and celebrate what's been a very interesting year.
In the meantime, we won't have our Christmas party this year.
We'll have our drink somewhere, somehow.
Somewhere.
Even if it carries over into next year, Jack, we can do that too. No, we'll.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you.
All right. So.
Okay.
Does that cover enough for you, Jack? I know, you know this has obviously been a hot topic for you for years, and this is finally you finally have your chance to forever put the final nail in the coffin of the company holiday party, right?
That's right. No more formal sit downs for a Christmas party, right? For sure. And then start eliminating them through the next couple of years.
All right, so for that 10% of our audience who's like Jack in this, who wants to get rid of all that stuff, right? Okay, this
10%.
This is your chance, right? Now for the other 90% who are more like me, who are saying, okay, which ways do you want to go? How do you kind of adjust this? Okay, we can make it good. Maybe we have a holiday party next year. Maybe we don't. But okay, what things can we do differently? But for those of you who have been waiting for this, like Jack has for probably decades now, well, this year is your chance, right? You can finally set the direction somewhere else. To worry that holiday party is never coming back, right? So you have a chance to kind of do it this year, but you got to replace it with something else. You can't just take it away. Something else has to be there because that part is important too. Because that's even worse. Even Jack agrees with that, right? So don't just take it away. Make sure we're hearing you guys. You're hearing us correctly. Don't just take it away. You got to replace it with something else. So what's that something else going to be for you? Well, it's up to you to kind of figure it out. But it should be part of the fun of what you're figuring out, and should then very comfortably go into the start of next year as well. So.
You got it. All right.
All right. Well, that's our show for today. Appreciate you listening to this week's edition of Dirty Secrets of Small Business. If you missed any of our old episodes, you get them all at our website, dirtysecretsofsmallbusiness.com. We also have a Facebook page by the same name. Better yet, if you want to take your smart device and go to wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts or iHeart or Spotify or anything like that, go there and subscribe to it. We usually drop a new show every Thursday morning, so you'll get notified. It'll be sent right to your smart device whenever that happens. If you want to reach out to us in between, you can certainly do that via email at radio@maximumvp.com, or you can give us a call, 877-849-0670. So lots of ways to get in touch with us, lots of ways to stay connected and not miss anything that's going on in our dirty secrets world, Jack. But it's been a good show. I appreciate you guys listening, and we'll talk with you next week.